This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's only a rumor, but we're looking into the video. We think the suit used bumpers that night. No? This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, light, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. They'll make sure you're fully insured. They'll do everything they can to save you money. Customer service means everything to them at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And always a privilege to be joined by the best in the business, our good friend Dan Baker. Dan, welcome back. It is so wonderful to hear you with us again.
Oh, Steve, thank you. Every time I hear that great voice of yours, I think of Penn State football and basketball.
Well, thank you. Very kind. I appreciate that. I want to do this from a little slightly different angle. When you're up there doing your incredible job, and you're the best at it, how much time do you really have to watch the game?
Steve, I can really watch and enjoy it. You know, sometimes my work can come in bunches, you know, multiple changes during a game. And of course, if the Phillies, as most Major League Baseball teams, usually have an extensive pregame. And I do it down on the field. I think yes. I'm one of the few, if only, Major League Baseball PA announcer that does it from down there. And it can be fast-paced then, and there's a lot going on, and a pretty thorough script to follow. But during the game itself, now there was a time when I was hired by Bill Giles to start at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia in April of 1972. Not only did I perform the public address announcing, but I also operated the game in progress scoreboard. Ball strikes, outs, runs, hits, errors.
Wow.
You don't need to be a genius to do that. But you do need to focus on the game, and then you're into every pitch and you have to follow it. And when Bill hired me, he said, "Now, it's very important that you are up to speed with this. You get the information up there quickly and accurately." And I said, "Bill, if you hire me, I'll be the quickest and most accurate in baseball." And I was for the 32 years that I did that at the Vet. And then Steve and Todd, when we moved over to Citizens Bank Park in 2004, they separated those jobs out, so I don't run the scoreboard anymore. And now it's announcing, which is still a job one needs to pay a lot of attention to. But, Steve, unlike you and so many wonderful friends who do play-by-play on radio and television, you know, you have a lot to say, and you know, it's not just you can wait for each batter to come along before you make an announcement and then kind of relax a little bit and watch the game. No, you're going the whole time. So I would say that my job is not nearly as difficult as yours.
Each job has its own challenges. Believe me, you are great at what you do. And that the opening question was now to set up this question. And is now you've told everybody that you have a good chance to watch what's going on out there. What do you think of this team so far in this limited time that we've seen in the Phillies this season? What do you think of them?
I think they're a good team. I think they're going to make the playoffs again. They're a veteran team. They have some. They have a nice mix, Steve, of veteran players. You know, like a Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper and pitcher Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, and then you have second baseman Bryson Stott, third baseman Alec Bohm, center fielder Johan Rojas, and young pitchers like Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez has a few years experience, but is somewhat young. And I think there's a good combination there, that most good teams have that combination. I don't think it can be all veteran or all youth. You know, it's got to be, I think, a good mixture. And of course, we have a wonderful manager, career coach Rob Thompson, a Canadian, who has just done a wonderful job. And this year, Steve, unlike last year, the Phillies have gotten off to a decent start. You know, they're second place in the NL East, which seems to be a familiar position because the Atlanta Braves seem to always win the NL East. But I don't think the Braves are quite as strong this year. Even though they're off to another outstanding start, the Braves are like 17-6. Now, the Phillies are second place, 16-10, two and a half games back. But last year, Steve, at this time, the Phillies were already like 10 games out.
Right.
The Phillies had slow starts in both 2022 and 2023. And, you know, the Braves and the Mets had quite a battle 2 years ago. And then last year, the Braves just ran away with it. I think the difference this year, I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies, getting off to a decent start, overcome Atlanta and end their long winning streak as NL East Division champions. So this year, Steve, I anticipate that the Phillies will get into the playoffs, but they'll go in as NL East Division champions.
In my broadcasting class that I teach at Penn State, I impart to them early on, and this is, you could challenge me on this if you want, but I tell them, take care of the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. For you on a daily basis, what are the little things that you take care of that in presentation, which is the big thing, takes care of itself?
Well, thank you for the question, and I think I couldn't agree with you more. And I think those of us who are fortunate to have lengthy careers, it's because you've been able to do a decent job and people appreciate it, and they become comfortable with the continuity and the tradition. To answer your question precisely, one of the things that I do, Steve, I get there 2 hours before the game, I'll read through my script, and I'll read through it several times, and for like pregame script, and also like commercials I'm going to be reading between innings sometimes, and I'll familiarize myself with every word. And if there are any words that I don't know how to pronounce, you know, I'll go back to the source, you know, our marketing people or director of entertainment who wrote the script, and ask. Now, usually, you know, I'm pretty good with most words.
Right.
The the names that I sometimes need help with are, you know, people's names or companies.
Yes.
And the same, you know, with the players themselves. I will read through, you know, the rosters and, you know, because you do one team 81 games a year, in my case, the Phillies, you know, there might be a change here or there, but it's usually, you know, only one or two. Whereas for the visiting teams, with which I'm not going to have that everyday familiarity, mm-hmm. You know, I have to look at them a little more closely. And there may be three or four names on each roster that, you know, I haven't seen before, or I'm not sure of the pronunciation. And so Major League Baseball provides a printout with phonetic spellings of most of the players.
Right.
And the only players that may not be on there are those who were recently brought up from the minor leagues. And now, even those, sometimes I have a question. You know, one person's phonetic spelling, Steve, may be different than another's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to hear, you know, the
yes.
name myself. And
yes.
many PR departments, as you know, with doing play-by-play, will provide audio
yep.
Of the name. So you have that also. I like to hear it. I guess I'm old-fashioned in that respect myself. From either, you know, the PR person, one of their broadcasters, sometimes ask the manager or one of the coaches or a writer, or sometimes even the player themselves or a teammate.
Yeah.
I'll ask them to repeat it a couple of times, you know, just so I understand the cadence, you know, and where... Is the emphasis placed? Is it on the first syllable, second, third, mm-hmm. fourth, if it's, you know, multiple syllables? And so I make myself comfortable with all of those names.
And that's exactly the same way I go about it. More and more college programs are, when you just go to their base team roster on their website, actually as the player pronouncing the name. Well, that's a huge help. With Penn State,
mm-hmm.
I make it very simple. I walk up to them and I say, okay, give me a roadmap here. What am I... tell me how to do it. My favorite was Amani Oruwariye. I said, okay, I got the
Ooh.
Amani part. I said, you're going to have to help me now. And after five tries, I finally got it.
Well, you know, Steve, another thing, boy, that is one of the all-timers there. I do the same thing. I'll say the name over and over until I'm comfortable with it. And so that when I say it, it is without hesitation. And so when you can say it convincingly, even if you're not 100% correct, I think people, you know, it's like an umpire making a decision. You know,
yeah.
you make the call, oh, he must be right. He was you know, so authoritative. So, you know, or what I've done sometimes, if there's a tiny bit of uncertainty and my research hasn't made me comfortable with the name, you know, I'll say it very quickly, and then it's like, did he say what? You know, so they can't tell. But I'm saying that mostly humorously because,
yeah.
You know, I have a lot less to say than one of the broadcasters.
Right.
So, you know, I better focus and get right, you know, what it is I have to say. With more time, you know, in between to consider, you know, what I'm saying, what I'm announcing, or if I hear somebody saying it differently. We a lot of times have the radio and or TV play-by-play on in our Fanavision scoreboard room. And usually my pronunciation mirrors what is being said on radio and TV. Sometimes I'll hear a little bit of a difference. And if I do hear a difference, I will try to consult other sources to see whether I could be mistaken.
Right. Well, you are. I was at a Phillies game. This is a couple years ago, and you were doing the pregame. It was scorching hot, and it was humid. And he's out there with a jacket and tie, acting as if it was 55 degrees with a light breeze, seamlessly going from read to read and making the program thoroughly entertaining for all of us that were sitting there. I mean, hey, that's a real pro doing that. When I'm sitting there going, God damn, it's good. I'd be sweating bullets down there.
Well, you know, I've been brought up in that tradition.
Yeah.
And, you know, my father, wore a coat and tie on many occasions. Yeah. And a lot of the sportscasters that I grew up with and were mentors for me, Steve, wore coat and tie.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that's not the case anymore. Right. So now it's considered like old school. But that's the way I did it. And I also thought, Steve, as I attached a certain amount of respect when I saw gentlemen dressed well, you know, I remember as a kid thinking, well, this guy's got to be important.
Yeah.
You know, and now maybe, you know, that you can't ascribe that at all times to one's appearance or presentation, but that's what I grew up with. And I think people do attach a little more respect to you if you're dressed well, if you make a good presentation. You know, we were always told that was important in an interview. Mm-hmm. You know, the appearance that you present. And I still think it's true. Maybe it's not as true as it once was, but I still think when you see somebody, you know, male or female, mm-hmm. who is well-dressed and takes pride in their appearance, that may impart to you that they also take pride in their work, you know, that they're organized and they pay attention to detail.
Well, this is the consummate pros pro right here, on top of his game every day. Dan, it is always a privilege, not just a pleasure, it is a privilege when I get a chance to talk with you. Thank you so much for your valuable time today. The audience loves you, and they loved hearing from you.
Thank you, Steve, and may I say, your audience loves you, and I get excited. Of course, my wife is a Penn State graduate.
Yeah.
And we're ready for the Nittany Lion Inn to open again. We love to stay there.
That's
but,
right.
You don't have to know when that's going to reopen, do you?
What, when they redo the stadium? Everything's...
Now, yeah. Well. Anyway, it's so great being up there, the atmosphere, and then Steve, you convey it so beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
And you can't help but become a Penn State fan when you're listening to a Steve Jones call.
Well, thank you, Dan. That means more than you know. Coming from you, I take that as gold. Thank you so much, my friend. And please tell your wife I said hi. And I can't wait to hear you at Citizens Bank Park.
Thank you. Make sure you stop by, Steve,
I will.
Will you, please?
I will.
And say hello.
I appreciate the invitation because I will take you up on it. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. The legendary, and that is the highest compliment you can give, the legendary Dan Baker. Ah, man. You hear that voice? Oh, isn't he something? All right, this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
All right, this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Dan was talking about wearing a jacket and tie and what it meant. And he's so right about that. Now, I will admit that the first 20 years, I wore jacket and tie every game. I think it was one game at Northwestern I did not. That's because the airline lost my luggage. So I had a turtleneck on flying that day. And I finally got my luggage back after the game. But it was the 2002 Capital One Bowl in Orlando. It rained the night before, like 3 inches of rain. I mean, it was thunderstorms. It was awful. So the next day was so oppressively humid, I decided not to wear a jacket and tie, just wear a golf shirt, right? And the story was, they said, oh, they're going to get mad at you for not wearing a jacket and tie. And then Tim Curley came in and he had a golf shirt on. We're like, yeah, I feel good.
You an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, it's the final half hour, so let's stock up for the weekend. Yeah, beautiful day today. I think Sunday's going to be hot. I know we have the Luke Combs concert here tomorrow night. I think it's tomorrow night. Is it tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night? I think it's later in the day. How about that? Yeah, you can stock up. Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle Bar, led by my personal favorites, the Barrels and the Dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So it pours the night before. I'm sitting in the hotel room, and they're having fireworks, and there's a lightning show going on. It's like I was like, okay, great. And when I get to the stadium the night, and it was predicted. This was not out of the blue. Everybody knew when Penn State did a walkthrough on New Year's Eve. We were all out there, and I said something about a tarp. And they said, well, no, we don't have a tarp. I said, you don't have a tarp? Really? Oh, no. He says, this drains like a litter box. That's what he told me. Like, okay. Okay.
You have to scoop everything out of a litter box.
Oh, mercy. I'm just using his verbiage, not mine. All right. And so the next day I wake up, and I had laid out a blue jacket, tie, the whole thing. I had it all laid out. And I went down to get something in the lobby, and I went outside just to go outside. You know, one of those quick, like, walkouts. Hey, let's see what it is out here. I'm like, oh, it was so humid. It was oppressive. I went back in. I looked at the jacket and the tie, and I said, I'm not doing this today. I can't. I said, I'm going to be up there sweating bullets for no reason at all. And so I went at a golf shirt, because there's more to the story than that. So I'm in there. Jack, of course, has a golf shirt on. Jeff Tarman had a golf shirt on. Roger Corey had one on. And one of the mid-level administrators came in the booth. They said, they looked at us, said, look, when they see you guys like this, they're going to be furious with you. We're like, okay, but like, we're exponentially more comfortable right now. Well, then Tim came in to do a segment of the pregame show. Here's the athletic director. And Jeff Tarmer looks over and he says, it's a really nice golf shirt you got on there. And the guy that came in that was like giving us a hard time just put his head down and left. Now, that was the last time. So whatever the game was before that, maybe in a basketball game, that I wore a jacket and tie to do a game. Because of the comfort level of it. I don't go in sweats and a t-shirt. I always wear slacks and a golf shirt and whatever. And then, of course, as the season goes, especially if it's football, I may throw, you know, a pullover over it, something, you know, just to stay warmer. Same thing in basketball, too. I mean, I can be at the Jordan Center. It could be, you know, maybe, you know, cold night out, whatever, and you come in and I've got a pullover on. But the only other times I've wore jacket and tie would be on the plane. And I did do that every time out of respect to Joe. But then when Bill came in, Bill didn't require it. So, you know, and there have been a few times I'll wear a jacket to go with the golf shirt on the plane with James. But, yeah, so the jacket and tie, for me, as Dan continues it, which I have complete respect for, of course. But I know that 2002 was the last time I did it. Like I said, I mean, I don't go in there and go, hey, you know, check out the slob doing the Penn State games. Like, no.
You should tell everybody you dress like the coaches in the NBA bubble back during the pandemic.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you don't see any I mean, which coaches now wear ties on the sidelines?
I think none. I don't think any of them do anymore.
The couple do. Let's see. Boom, 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 boom. Al Golden, I know, when he's a head coach, does, and that's out of respect to Joe. I'm trying to think. I know in basketball, I saw, oh, Thad Boyle. Thad Boyle of Colorado wears a jacket and tie on the sideline. And we've had Tad on the show a couple times. He's one of the really, I mean, you want to talk about one of the really great guys out there? He is not only an excellent basketball coach, he's a great guy, smart. But he wears jacket and tie on the sideline. It depends on, if that's you, that's you. That's great. Okay, so the draft goes rounds 2 and 3 tonight, which is probably what the audience wants to hear more about. And there are going to be so many starters taken tonight. So many starters in this draft. Maybe not all. I don't know how many picks there. There's not 64 picks tonight. There's more than that because there are compensatory picks, right? I believe there are compensatory picks.
I believe it's the second and third round. I think the compensatory picks are between the second and third round.
Yeah. But the vast majority of those guys are all going to have great opportunities to start, unless, for example, it's a Spencer Rattler. Right? You know, a guy as a quarterback, he's not going to be drafted by a team that expects him to start. Right? I mean, that's an obvious deal. Let me see what we got here. I just want to check and see how many picks. There are 32 picks in round two, and there are 37 picks in round three. Okay, so there's 69 guys on the board tonight. So the last pick tonight will be pick number 100 of the draft.
With, you know, the Eagles have 2 second-round picks. Cooper DeJean's sitting there. They could really make their – I wonder if they really want to remake their secondary if they move up, or if they go in a different direction now that they got the cornerback in the first round.
Could go line. Now, as for Cooper DeJean, let's get to him for a second. We know that he got hurt at the end of last season. As a corner, I really liked him because he understood leverage. He really breaks on the ball. And we talk about Mitchell's ability to break on the ball. Cooper DeJean is very much the same way. But there's been some talk I've heard, Todd, about making him a safety. Well, that's fine. And the Eagles could use help there, too. So he's a possibility. The Eagles will pick, let's see, where they pick tonight. Ding, ding, ding. Steelers pick, let's see, that's round three, my apologies. Let's go to round two. And the Eagles in round two will pick, let's see, Giants at 15 tonight. 21 tonight, 53 overall. So that's one of them. And then I think they have 2 picks in round three, correct, Todd?
Yeah, I think I think I got it confused.
Yeah, let me see here. They are picking Philadelphia. These are all on symbols, so I have to look at the symbols to see what the heck. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know. I don't think they have a third round pick.
Yeah, I wonder what the heck I was reading then.
Well, no. Let me just look and make sure, because again, these are all done in symbols. Oh, look, there's the Cardinals, the Packers, there's the Bucks, Ravens, 49ers, Bills, Jags, Bengals, Steelers, Rams, Washington. No. Huh. I see none. Could be a very lean night unless they make a trade. I got pick 50 and pick 53. They have 2 in the second round. Pick 50 and 53. So they got 18 and 21 in the second round. That's a pretty good spot to be in.
Yeah.
That's a really good spot to be in. Now, Cooper DeJean is right now. So this is the ESPN board. So who's best available? So we'll just use theirs, okay? DeJean is a playmaker with instinct, speed, and natural hands to make plays in coverage and in the return game. Didn't we say that the other day? Johnny Newton is a really good player. I mean, I felt like every time I turned around in that game this year, out there, number 4 was around the backfield. I'm like, geez. And you watch the Kansas tape, and same thing. A running quarterback is what got him off balance. Kool-Aid McKinstry. Okay, the corner from Alabama. What is his deal? Let's just see here. Inconsistent. Is that really his first name?
No, it's a nickname.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I don't know.
Well, no, it's been, like, it's one of those things that he's been called Kool-Aid since he was a little kid, though.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's like Chop Robinson.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I explained the Chop Robinson story, that he was a 14-pound baby and his father nicknamed him Pork Chop. He said, I can't go through with life being called Pork Chop. Okay. Then they got Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas. I think he'll be a great pick. Ladd McConkey, who's, I thought, tremendous at Georgia. I mean, I really like him a lot. This is the Jordan Addison of this draft, the way he plays. And by the way, like, slow? And he ran a 4.39 at the combine. I mean, he ran a 4.39 at the combine. He was good.
I think his issue was health.
Yeah. Rake Straw from Missouri, the corner. Keon Coleman, who plays, started his career at Michigan State. In fact, I've done Keon Coleman football games, and I actually did a Keon Coleman basketball game at Michigan State. let's see. And you want to talk about a powerful guy. Coleman, like, people are going to look at his 40 time, but he is a guy that high point, man, and he has great strength, and he has meat cleaver hands. He's just, I mean, it's like he's one of those guys where, like, the 40 time is one thing. I think it was like 4.6 or whatever. Fisk, Nealon, then they have Cooper from Texas A&M, the linebacker. Jonathan Brooks from Texas, the running back. He's the number one running back of the board. Then Junior Colson, a player I really like from Michigan. Started 36 games there. This guy gets it. He is always, he seems to always know what angle to take. And something that I will, let's give the Michigan defense credit where credit is due. That defense for the last couple of years, including Colson, exceptional tacklers. The number of missed tackles by a Michigan defense the last 2 years, I believe, has been in single digits each of the last 2 years. Single digits. Colson is an exceptional tackler. Then they got Lassiter, the corner from Georgia. TJ Tampa from Iowa State, a corner. Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle. Jenkins played a really good game in Beaver Stadium in November. Peyton Wilson from NC State at linebacker. Mason Smith, LSU. DT. Javon Bullard, safety, Georgia. Cedric Gray, North Carolina linebacker. Tyler Newbin, Minnesota. Good player. Liked him at Minnesota. He's a starter, leader. He does a great job, especially if you play him in cover two. He is very good at reading quarterbacks in cover two and is a very good tackler. Then there's Max Melton of Rutgers. Kind of wondered where Max was going to go early in his career, but as time went, he became a shutdown guy over there. Terrific 40 time, 4.39. This guy closes on receivers. And what really helps him, he may be 5'11", 187, but he has long arms. And that can make a difference. Cole Bishop of Utah, obviously I saw him last year in the Rose Bowl. Really liked him a lot. And he's a guy that can play corner or safety, and all likely to be a corner. Chris Braswell's still there from Alabama off the edge. Braswell's going to be a good pickup for somebody. Polk of Washington, the wide receiver. I'm big on him. Big on him. I think he is a second-round steal. Adunze gets a lot of and justifiable pub. It was a great pick by the Bears. But Polk has body control, and he has great hands. He will go over the middle, and he will make a tough catch for you. We talked about Zach Frazier, the center from West Virginia, already, and the wrestling background came up. It's one thing because Zach Frazier is from West Virginia. West Virginia high school football is very difficult to judge sometimes, and I think that's one of the reasons he ended up going where he did. But you're talking about a four-year starter, three-year captain, the whole deal, and he is nasty up front. I mean, it's like watching the suit conduct a staff meeting. It's really, I mean, nasty. Michael Hall's there. Blake Corum is there. Christian Haynes from UConn's on here. Cade Stover. I think the team that gets Stover a tight end is going to get a contributor. I really like him a lot. He is a very good blocker and really became an excellent tight end, because when he came up, he was a defensive end. And they moved Troy Franklin of Oregon, a wide receiver, middle round guy. And here's one here. Let me give you two more here in this group. We'll save Penn State for last year. Mike Samerstill, if you are looking for a lockdown slot corner, I didn't say outer edge corner, I said slot corner, this is the guy. Now, he is not big. He's only 5'9", 182, and that's what hurts him. That's what hurts him, because he doesn't have either the height or the length. But Mike Samerstill still knows how to play. And this guy is a former wide receiver, Todd. And he volunteered to go over to defense because they needed DBs. They had guys hurt. He says, I'll go over. I'll play there. And he, to me, is an excellent slot corner. And they don't grow on trees. There are very few guys that play the slot corner really well in college. He's one of them. And then the last one is Adisa Isaac, I'll mention. You know, I think the world of this guy. I mean, he has got explosiveness, great rip move. You look at his hands, violent. And each year got better as a pass rusher. Moves really well. We talked about his ability to drop into coverage. When you zone blitz, he's terrific at it, and he is a rock solid tackler. So somebody's going to get him tonight as well, and I wouldn't doubt that's in the second round. And then Theo Johnson's another guy that needs to get a long look as well. All right, we'll wrap up in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hey, great weekend. Thank you very much. Todd, a lot of fun.
Always.
If anybody can get us a picture of the Suits banner at Central Columbia, which I think they're taking down now to put up a Jared Verse banner.
No. We'll have to get on that. Oh, I know there's a softball tournament up there this weekend, so.
Well, I'll lead the campaign. I just think it's the right thing to do. Oh, have a great weekend. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, great to have you with us. Don't forget, this half hour is brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury.